I'm Beck Bowman. This is Art Beach. And right now we are joined by the artistic director of a concert mini series. It is a musical journey to Italy celebrating the Italian culture and the amazing composers, musicians that come from that country. This morning I have with me Simone Lobbia, who has been instrumental in bringing this concert series to life. Simone, welcome.
Hi, thank you very much for having me here.
So tell me about Viaggio in Italia.
Yes, so it all started last year. I'm an Italian citizen and I have been living here in Perth for 8 years and a half now. And I was having a chat with one of the committee's members. Committee is an elective entity. It's connected with the consulate, but it's kind of an independent elective entity. And really, I was chatting with this committee's member, and we felt that we really would love to go to free concerts that would, promote Italian culture by providing a qualitative cultural event, but that would be enjoyable by usual concert goers and non-usual concert goers. So a kind of that would offer a kind of a balanced program, but also that would be really open to everyone, to any kind of audiences. Of course, it hasn't been super easy to find this balance, but I think we did. So we applied for funding last year, and we were able to start last month. So the mini series that's called Viaggio in Italia, Journey to Italy, started last on 20th of October with a beautiful string quartet program. The Orana Quartet were the performers. They performed wonderful music by Italian composers only in that case, and they performed compositions from the end of the 15th century to 2012. So a very wide range of music, still classical music, but 500 years of music.
Like traveling through time.
Yeah,
this is not
time.
Just a journey to Italy. This is through like space and time. When you talk about making a concert series or creating a concert series that is accessible to people who might not usually go to a classical music series, what sort of things do you have to consider to make sure that it is genuinely accessible?
Yeah, it's difficult balance. Of course, it's going to be there will be a cultural offer, so it would be still classical music as you think about that. But one of the aim of this festival, this mini series for me, was also to try to attract people to the classical music in general, because for quite some time, I would like to propose music that's accessible to everyone. I don't want to make a music history lesson.
You're like, don't make me say anything controversial here, Rebecca.
Exactly. No, but I would say we are proposing music that's really enjoyable by everyone at the first listening. But also includes cultural elements that are quite relevant, or that beautiful music, really. And in the first concert we played music by Palestrina. The Orana Quartet played music by Palestrina from the 16th century, by Vivaldi, so Baroque music, late Romantic music, and two contemporary composers, mainly post-minimalist composers. One piece by Soliman and one piece by and three short pieces by Scodanibio. And what I think it was a huge success, because people really enjoyed the concert, but especially really enjoyed the contemporary composers, the living composers. They were quite attentive and enthusiastic. And also there was a big standing ovation in the end. The room was almost full. So it was really a huge success.
And will audiences be able to hear any Simone Lobbia compositions?
not this time. No, for this festival, I'm just the artistic director. So I'm just,
you say not this time,
time.
But you are a composer, and you have a artistic practice that involves or takes into account your Italian heritage. What composers in this series have informed your own compositional practice?
Oh, for this concert, I think, well, not in terms of style, I mean, compositional style, but in terms of opening to me a whole world of what was possible was definitely Scoda Nibbio. So he composed, well, especially these pieces, they're called Mexican Songbook, Canzoniere Messicano, Mexican Songbook. He basically took five traditional songs from the Mexican tradition and he really arranged them for string quartet using his unique personal style. And yeah, and the huge success, I think it was that people were singing in the audience because they recognized the tunes. And yeah, when I was lucky enough to listen to the premiere, the first times that these songs, these arrangements were written in 2009, really impacted my view of what could be done by living composers, and that means creating something that could be really enjoyable by the audience, but at the same time quite interesting and unique. He found his own voice in terms of composition.
We're talking to Simon Lobbia about a concert series of Viaggio in Italia.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I can hear the words coming out of my mouth, and I know they are not wrong. So could you please perhaps
sure.
correct me and say the name of the series again?
No, it was fine. It's Viaggio in Italia, Journey to Italy. It's fine. You can just say Journey to Italy. It's fine.
Simon, you talk a lot about the idea of music that is enjoyable to audiences as opposed to music that is
interesting, but maybe difficult to listen by everyone. So maybe really enjoyable by musicians or by composers, but not necessarily by everyone. And I'm not saying that that's wrong. It's really something that should be done. But it's not what I'm doing with this series. Not what I had in mind with this series.
Do you think that's a matter of exposure, though? Do you think that
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
As people become more comfortable with different styles of music,
yep.
they kind of enjoy the more interesting, in air quotes, music more?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Even in my composition, I'm trying to write something that's a little bit more explorative, not really explorative, but not to the huge extent, but and something that's more really enjoyable by a non usual consequence audience. But yeah, and for the next concert that's going to be next week, we are also going to have a beautiful program and a different kind of, as you said, a different kind of performance. So we're going to have a wonderful soprano, Lisa Harper Brown. She's really well known and really acclaimed in Australia. She has a fantastic CV. She has worked for really almost every orchestra that you can imagine in Australia. She toured Europe, New Zealand. She really toured everywhere. She's very good. She's
accompanied by Jim Chapman on the piano.
Yeah.
The final concert of this miniseries,
yep.
Is happening next Friday, the 24th of November, from 7 till 8:30. You can get tickets by heading to the UWA website. There is a try booking page that you can book a ticket on, and you can head along and listen to some beautiful Italian music. I have picked
In this case, it's not just Italian music. We are going to have also a couple of pieces by composers who wrote in Italian, because in the 18th century, Italy was a kind of a center of music and culture. So Mozart and Handel, for example, wrote in Italian quite a few stuff. So for soprano as well. So we're going to include a couple of pieces by them as well. So.
I feel like this is very academic.
but most of the composers are going to be are going to be Italian. Don't worry.
Yeah, this is Puccini, this is Rossini, and I'm going to play a track that I have selected at random. Ennio Morricone, because you will be playing.
Yeah,
you will be performing some Morricone.
Yeah.
At this concert on Friday night.